From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Airports worldwide have increased security in the aftermath of what the Justice Department says was an attempted terrorist attack on a plane on Christmas Day. Air travelers headed to the U.S. are going through body checks before boarding their planes. They're also barred from leaving their seats in the last hour of their flight. U.S. authorities say the alleged terrorist, a 23-year-old Nigerian man, went to the bathroom 20 minutes before he returned to his seat and set off a small explosive device. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was the only passenger that was seriously hurt. He was charged in his hospital room yesterday. With more details now on the suspect, here's NPR's Ofabia Quistarkton.
The family of 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab belongs to the Nigerian elite from the same northern Muslim state as the country's president. Abdulmutallab's father, Alhaji Umaru Mutallab, is a wealthy and well-connected banker. His son led a privileged life, reportedly studying engineering at London's prestigious University College. Media reports said the family had become alarmed by young Abdulmutallab's radical political and religious views. His father was apparently so concerned that he notified the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria about his son. Despite being on the authority security radar, the accused held a valid American visa and flew from Lagos to Amsterdam before boarding Northwest Flight 253 to Detroit on Christmas Day. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Opposition websites in Iran are reporting at least four protesters have been killed by Iranian police. Official Iranian news outlets dispute the accounts of widespread protests during a religious holiday. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Istanbul.
Cell phone pictures of tear gas attacks and a protester covered in blood have circulated on the internet. Iran's police chief warned he would arrest the leaders of what he called illegal gatherings. His comments, released on an official news site, also included a caution to police. "We will use minimum violence," he said. But opposition websites reported deaths on the street and protests across 10 cities. The reports can't be independently confirmed, but more than a dozen protesters have died in clashes since the disputed election 6 months ago. Those deaths set up a cycle of funerals and more unrest. This latest challenge to the authorities comes during Ashura, an important and emotionally charged religious holiday. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
Thousands of Palestinians in the Hamas-ruled territory of Gaza are commemorating the first anniversary of a war that killed more than 1,400 Palestinians and 13 Israelis. A year ago, Israel carried out a three-week offensive against Hamas after a string of rocket attacks by Gaza militant groups in Gaza. You're listening to NPR News. NATO has announced an American service member was killed yesterday in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan. It was the second such loss for the U.S. military in 2 days. In the U.S., the heavy snow dumped on parts of the Midwestern and eastern parts of the country in recent weeks is beginning to melt. Authorities are now worried about floods, according to the National Weather Service. In Camp Springs, Maryland, senior branch forecaster Michael Eckert says the flood situation could get worse in the coming week.
As we approach the new year, we're looking at a system developing along the Gulf Coast area that can bring more rain to the Gulf Coast and could exacerbate the flooding conditions. And then it could move up into the northeastern U.S. as we move into the new year with more snow.
The recent storms also severely disrupted air travel over Christmas. The White House nominated several new U.S. attorneys and judges shortly before Christmas. Liberal groups have criticized President Obama for not moving quickly enough to fill the vacancies. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
The night before Christmas, the White House nominated seven new U.S. attorneys. That still leaves roughly half of the 93 U.S. attorney positions in the country without a nominee. Senate staffers blame the president for moving too slowly, but White House officials blame senators for not suggesting home state nominees to the White House quickly enough. The debate over judges is even more intense. Republican appointees dominate the federal judiciary. There are about 100 vacancies now, and these are lifetime appointments, so they could have a greater impact than many of the president's policies. President Obama has been slower than President Bush at nominating judges, but the White House, in its defense, points out that President Obama had a Supreme Court nominee in his first year, which President Bush did not. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.